All right, Keith, you son of a bitch.
There it is.
You ready?
Yeah, I guess so.
You ready to pod, as the kids say? You ready to fucking pod down, bro?
Yeah, let's pod up. I'd rather pod up.
Pod up?
I want to pod up.
Ew. Inverted pod. All right. Let's see how this
That'll
goes.
That'll cost extra.
Yeah, she only does that on weekends. Hello, everyone, and welcome again to the Bluff Council Podcast. I am Ev Duran.
I am Keith Macri.
Hot genius Keith is here.
Genius, that's a compliment. That's a twofer. Yeah, that's never happened before.
Yeah. The two, me listing two things like that lets you know they're not true. But
they kind of cancel each other out. Thank you.
It's called comedy, Keith. We're so excited to be here today talking about the Academy Awards. As the time of recording this, they are just under a week away. You're probably listening to this with just a few days out. There's so much intrigue around this year, I think especially in the Best Picture category. There's a ton of unknowns. A complete unknown. you might
what
say.
A pun.
Yeah. Woo.
What All a right, wordplay, not it. A pun.
So the Best Picture nominees, let's read them real quick for the people at home who aren't as plugged in as you and I. A couple of real industry guys.
You know. Yeah, I've been to LA.
We make stuff. Anora, The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Dune Part 2, Emilia Perez, I'm Still Here, Nickel Boys, The Substance, and Wicked. So those are the 10 Best Picture nominees. Can I tell you something I love about this field?
What's that?
Love.
What do you love?
About this field. I love that 7 of these 10 films, can you guess what they have in common? Their budgets. Under $30 million.
Seven
of the Best Picture nominees are under $30 million budgets. And not only that, you know, like I think only 2 or 3 of them, of those 7, are over 20. Like a lot.
Yeah, they were low budget.
4 or 5, half of these films are like $10 million films. And I think that that is amazing. And I think for all other issues that one/we may have with this field, I think that is something that is truly worth celebrating. You and I opine all the time about like make smaller films, don't make a $300 million film, make 30 $10 million films. And here you go. So I know it won't because I know the way the world works, but I would hope that major studios would see this. And whether it's Anora or, you know, Nickel Boys or The Brutalist or any of these films that wins Best Picture on a lesser budget, I hope that they see the value in that.
Yeah, I agree. You're right. And I overlook that. So this is the best year in film ever.
It's the best year in history. I love Emilia Perez.
it's amazing. No, I do 100% agree. I think what, fortunate or unfortunately, the takeaway will be, I do think it will be a little bit of a trend, but it's only going to be, the smaller budgets are going to go to those Oscar films. Like, I want smaller budgets across the board. I want smaller budgets for the pop culture films. I want those too. I want comedies to have a $10 million budget and let's have some fun. We'll take some risks and we're not losing the farm here, but I think it's going to be reserved for, but like, okay, what's our Oscar film? What are our 5 Oscar potentials this year from a studio?
Yeah.
That's our $50 million budget or $100 million for those whole, for those movies. The thing that I looked up to talk about what I was talking about before or our last episode, depending on how this airs,
depending on how we decide to do this,
is I was trying to look up marketing budgets and I was trying to look up Oscar campaign budgets, because that's again part of my point, is that campaigns have such a big part of this, so it makes it feel like this industry insider club
for sure.
Of what I was talking about before, and collectively, the number that I saw collectively. Which could be incorrect, you know, I'm searching the internet, so take it with a grain of salt, was close to $500 million collectively for these 10 films to try and bid their way to an Oscar.
Yeah.
I don't know how that makes you feel inside.
I'm jealous I'm not invited to any of the parties that these people are throwing.
That should be the main takeaway.
Yeah. Why am I not involved is my main takeaway, 100%. Yeah, no, I mean, it is what it is. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, that's part of it. And, yeah.
I can't believe someone as a purist as you that doesn't bother you more. It's like, that's a film integrity guy. Like, no, we can't use any other, it's got to be practical and it's got to be authentic and real.
Yes. Well, one, I want an Oscar. More than anything in the world, more than I want to be a cinema purist, I want a statue with my name on it. So I'll do whatever I have to do.
You like, are part of the problem.
I agree. I am a part of the machine. Please let me in to the machine. I will be a good and faithful and loyal cog. But secondly, like, then this doesn't make it any better, but I just feel like this is the way it's always been. So like, this is a part of that purity, like in a weird backwards way, because this is what it is. It's always been this. It's always been a game. It's always been a little bit of like, hey, we put a little money into this. We got to make sure we have money set aside for a campaign. And you know, I don't know. We make small films. We make short films and documentary films and independent films. And we submit those to film festivals. That costs money. Like, I know it's not the same as like running an intense campaign, but like, we're still going to do that because that's what you have to do. You got to pay the cost to be the boss. Snoop Dogg.
Pay to play, baby.
That's right.
All right.
That's a good album, too. That's a masterpiece. You remember when he went to No Limit? He did that. He did that. Paid the cost to be the boss. Was that The Last Meal? That was the name of that album. Mm. That's a good album. I'm telling you, it's second only to Doggy Style. It might be better than Doggy Style.
No, you stop. Let's stop. Let's not. There are only three albums maybe better than Doggy Style in the history of.
How in God's name are we role reversing that you're defending Snoop when I've literally had to be like, yo, Snoop is better than Jay-Z historically. And
no,
you like lost your damn mind.
No, that's inaccurate. He is not a better rapper than
Jay-Z. Does Jay-Z have a better album than Doggy Style?
I need a minute.
He does not. He doesn't. The answer is no. The answer is no.
I do reasonable doubt is great.
You're like, I'm a big Kingdom Come guy.
But yeah. Listen, I was playing it last night. Kingdom Come. Das Effect, what is it? Anyway, I don't need to. Is that remix or not a sample from
whatever that album he did with Timberlake? Like, I'm really into that shit. I'm not saying Snoop hasn't made some stinkers. Snoop is the king of stinkers, but goddamn, Doggy Style, The Last Meal, dude. Check it out. Mm. We should just be doing a rap pod.
I think that's what they're here for. We're back.
we will be really stoked if we just pivoted. All right, so Keith, let's wrap this up with just a little Best Picture summary here. We haven't made our Oscar picks yet. We're about to do so, and that episode will be on our YouTube channel ASAP.
Check it out. Like and subscribe.
But as you look at these 10 nominees that have sent you spiraling into a dark void of uncertainty about life and art, what are your overall views and kind of what do you think's gonna win, and what do you want to win?
That's a great question. Who I think is going to win, that's tough. Who I want to win is easier. But who I think will win, I think when push comes to shove, I think the Brutalists will win.
Wow.
I do. That's
why.
I think the AI stuff was a knock, but I don't think it's enough when it comes down to it. I think it's a subject matter that the Oscars can get behind. I think the performances are still really strong, even despite the AI claims. I think it was second to Amelia Perez. Now that I think that ship has way sailed, and I don't know if they can give Nora the push. It's one or the other to me. I think those are the two finalists, and I'm going to go with the Brutalist.
All right.
And do you think the adverse? adverse? Is that the right? No. Do you think the opposite is what I meant? That's what
perfect.
I meant to say.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I've cooled on The Brutalist a little bit personally. And not like, oh, I don't like it as much. Like, I like it the same as I liked it when I saw it, which was like, yeah, this is, the first half of this film is incredible. It's the best film I've ever seen. And the second half is, I don't know about that. I don't know about that movie. So like, I liked it fine. I think there's a ton to love about it. As a whole, I'm kind of like, yeah, that was good. That was really good. So I don't mean personally myself, my own preferences. I may live to eat these words, but I do think that the AI stench will have an effect, whether that's on the best picture or downwind in the various technical categories.
That's what I think it will.
I think it will be felt, but I think that like it starts at the top, I would think, where it's like, okay, we're willing to celebrate these performances, or we're really willing to celebrate.
But that's the thing, though. The performance is the root of it.
No,
I
know,
but
we don't want to punish Adrian Brody for the decisions of the film. You know, I'm just saying, like, that's what folks might be feeling. And because Anora seems to be on such an up tick right now, my own personal feelings aside, I love the film. It's my favorite film of the year, of the last 10 years. So, like, obviously I'm rooting for it. But it does seem to have all the momentum. Like, you can't deny it has
no,
the momentum.
100%.
So I kind of think that Anora will win. And that's what I want to win. Yeah. So that's what I'll say. I hope so. I hope so. I'm often a victim of my own wishes and childish, heartfelt desires when it comes to the Oscars. I often vote and pick with my heart, and I always tell myself, next year, you need to be more cold and calculated and just pick what you think is going to win.
Yeah.
But I do kind of think, here's the thing. Here's what I'll say. And perhaps I should save this for our Oscar picks episode, but I will share it now with you on this podcast.
Do both.
I think that all of these films, the favorites, can have holes punched in them very easily as to reasons why the Academy will not vote for them. Like it's easy to say Anora has all the momentum, but the Academy is, despite all of its efforts to diversify and become younger and have not just be old white men making the choices, despite all those efforts, it's still predominantly older white guys. So it's like, are they going to choose to elevate the story of a sex worker that's kind of a comedy throughout and has a lot of graphic sex? Are they going to choose to elevate a musical that features a trans woman at the center? Are they going to choose to elevate Conclave, a film that seems like a traditional Academy favorite, but that introduces some elements towards the end that might be considered a little more modern and you know, quote unquote controversial? Like, it's easy to see holes. So from that perspective, I could see The Brutalist, which is in many ways a more traditional, perhaps, Academy choice. This epic, this beautifully shot, beautifully scored, beautifully acted, heavy drama. Sure. Yeah. So it's certainly possible. But I think that I want to believe that Anora can lead us to the promised land here.
Yeah,
so
I think
it will.
I think there's a real chance. To me, it's a coin flip, but I go like 60-40. I lean, if that's what I'm breaking it down to. I did not say the ones I want to win, but I'm going to throw in another one. I think the one I would want to win, and then there's another I think should win. Two different films. Yeah.
Well, that's very interesting. Okay.
Yeah. The movie I would want to win is Conclave. I think that was the best movie of the year.
Okay.
I thought it was great. One of my favorite movies of the year. The movie I think really should win is Dune 2. I think Dune 2 has everything. Like, that everyone, it's the most complete film that like everyone can support in some fashion. Like everyone could get on board. I think people would, it's the least amount of negative feedback if that film were to win. I think most people would accept it as their champion and be like, all right, I liked it because of X.
Because I mean, yes, that was the best, most impressive film of the year. That makes sense.
That film is outstanding. That film is just outstanding for so many reasons. So
glad to
hear the film that should win. It and it won't even be close, unfortunately. Yeah,
it's going to be in the bottom three, which is nuts. It's nuts.
Yeah,
I'll tell you this. Just I was burying this until our next episode. But again, podcast exclusive. My second place, what I would choose second, I think might be Conclave, even over The Brutalist. Not what I want to win or think, but what I think will win. Because I said, you know, The Brutalist, I think, has cooled a little bit. And Conclave is sort of riding like right underneath of Anora on this undertow of momentum. And I still think to my point about the Academy has made efforts to diversify, but they are still largely over 50-year-old white men. And Conclave, up until that final twist, is really fucking red meat just chumming the waters for like 50-year-old plus white men. So like I could see there's a world where it sneaks in. It keeps winning these like acting ensemble awards. Mm-hmm. It's winning for screenplay. I wouldn't say it's the favorite, but like there's a world where The Brutalist falls out of that top two, and to me, in the dark corners of my mind, it's sort of Anora versus Conclave a little bit. I say that now and play this back when The Brutalist wins Best Picture.
The Brutalist wins,
but like, I'm just saying. I'm riding high. I'm two stouts deep. I'm feeling real good about it.
I want to make, there's a joke I've been meaning to make. I'll save it for the YouTube show, though. So go check out the YouTube show for this hilarious joke I'm going to tell about Conclave.
Great. Cut.